From Radio K-Man's newsroom, I'm Shanda Gallego with your Sunday midday news update. Three men have been charged with importation of ganja and illegal landing following a drug vessel interception Thursday. At about 3:50 a.m. on Thursday, officers from the Air Operations Unit were carrying out aerial patrol when they came across a vessel in the waters off Northwest Point Road in West Bay with three persons on board. The occupants of the vessel, after seeing the police helicopter, were observed throwing items from the vessel into the water. The Cayman Islands Coast Guard was informed of their location, responded, and intercepted the vessel. All three men on board, ages 56, 44, and 31 of Jamaica, were arrested on suspicion of illegal landing and drug-related offenses. A total of 42 packages of ganja were recovered during the incident, with a gross weight of 980 pounds. On Friday, all three men were charged with importation of ganja and illegal landing. The 44-year-old was also charged with contravention of a deportation order. The men remain in custody and are expected to appear in summary court tomorrow.
Ladies and gentlemen, we present to you Miss Cayman Islands 2020, Mariah Tibbetts.
That's right, 26-year-old Mariah Tibbetts of Boden Town has been crowned Miss Cayman Islands Universe 2020-2021 Saturday at Grand Old House. As you've heard here on Radio Cayman, it was announced by the Miss Cayman Islands Universe Committee in mid-July that the annual pageant would be cancelled due to the COVID-19 pandemic. However, 2019 first runner-up Mariah Tibbetts would be selected to represent the Cayman Islands at the next Miss Universe pageant. The committee also stated that they got the green light to send the first runner-up of 2019 to the Miss Universe pageant under these current COVID-19 circumstances. The evening featured remarks by Councillor David White, Miss Cayman Islands Universe Committee Chairperson Derry Dickers-Lee, representative of the Miss Cayman Islands Universe platform, the Cayman Islands Cancer Society, and there was live entertainment by local artists Azucar, Erica Asai, Leroy Evans, and Berman Scott. Radio Cayman caught up with the newly crowned queen, Mariah Tibbetts, who says she is grateful for this moment.
So, so grateful. I have so much gratitude in my heart. You know, last year when I got first runner-up, I kind of just accepted it, I grew from it, I learned from it, and I supported Khadijah in any way that I could, but I feel like I've been given a second chance, and I really want to make the most of it, and I'm just so grateful for everyone who supported me and who has gotten me to this point.
A date has not yet been set for the Miss Universe pageant, although it is anticipated to be held later this year. The University College of the Cayman Islands is now an authorized center for on-demand, computer-based exams offered by the Association of Chartered Certified Accountants. Details now from Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller.
Scheduled paper-based exams have continued to be offered at the school, but online ones, handled in Cayman by a different agency, have been unavailable since March. A computer lab in the University College of the Cayman Islands Library, which can handle up to four students at a time, will offer the first seven papers for the foundation qualification and the ACCA qualification in five separate areas: accountant in business, management accounting, financial accounting, corporate and business law, and corporate and business law, GLO. Other ACCA exams beside these will still be paper-based and held at specific times and dates in September and December. About 200 Cayman students take the ACCA exams annually. The Ministry of Education oversees the coordination of the paper-based exams, which are administered at UCCI. Now the school, though, will be able to host the on-demand online exams. The school applied for the designation in spring, but the acceptance process was slow by the outbreak of COVID-19. The formal approval was announced on September 14th. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
For student inquiries, you can email acca@ucci.edu.ky or call 769-2222. And finally in the news for this hour, a local student earns this year's Water Authority Cayman Scholarship. Devontae Joseph will begin his studies in chemical engineering at the University of Leeds this fall.
Being selected as the 2020 Water Authority Cayman Scholarship recipient is truly an honor and a blessing and a bit of a birthday present as well. I was actually emailed my scholarship contract just a few hours before my birthday, and to be honest, I could not have asked for a better present, as I have always dreamed of pursuing tertiary education, and this was my golden ticket into the world of higher education. I'm extremely grateful to Water Authority Cayman for having faith and trust in my academic abilities to pursue a master's degree in chemical engineering. As a patriotic young Caymanian, I cannot wait to return to Cayman after I complete my studies and work alongside my Water Authority Cayman family and incite positive change into such an important sector of the Cayman Islands.
From a young age, Mr. Joseph developed an interest in chemistry and a love for math. He is currently pursuing a degree in chemical engineering as it combines the two subject matters.
Honestly, from a young age, I always wanted to become an accountant. But by the time I approached the beginning of A-levels, I knew it wasn't the path for me. I chose engineering because I have always been fascinated with anything STEM-related. And as a kid, I would always reverse engineer anything from a pen to a remote control helicopter. It actually reached a point where my parents had to hide all of the pens in the house from me because I would take the springs out to go and invent.
In 2019, Mr. Joseph took part in the authority's 6-week summer internship program. He says the internship program was a great experience and confirmed that engineering is the right career choice for him.
I gained considerable knowledge on water production methods such as reverse osmosis and exactly how all the large machines operated as one cohesive unit. And I learned some life lessons from this. To be completely honest with you, as a young child, I was deceived by my perceptions of how clean drinking water was produced, believing that it simply just ran out of the tap. But I am now aware of the many processes behind attaining potable water. And during my time at Water Authority Cayman, I also completed various online engineering courses at Grundfos Technical Institute on centrifugal pumps and motors. And ultimately, interning in the engineering department has improved the way how I process information and has showed me how to approach and solve problems in a more logical and efficient manner.
Devante Joseph is a former student of St. Ignatius Catholic School, where he sat 10 GCSE subjects. He recently completed his final year of A-levels at Cayman Prep and High School. While at University of Leeds, he plans to take part in sports and music programs to create a work-life balance. That is your latest local news. From Radio Cayman's Newsroom, I'm Shanda Gallego. Thank you for listening.